growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
Last week, my co-anchor talked about intentionally living God's word, and how one of the things that God delights in is that we intentionally live according to His word. Today, I'm going to be talking about declaring God's word, and I hope that today's episode fills you with the love and grace of the Heavenly Father, and I hope that today's episode is source of light and life to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I would start by saying that even though God delights in us living according to His word, another thing that pleases our Father above everything else is declaring His word. It's just like having a gift from our Father and not holding it to yourself. Our Father is so freely, without collecting anything, and freely as He giving that salvation to us. And when our Father sees us, you know, giving that same gift that He has given us to other people, He will be so happy with us. And that is one of the things that God delights His children to do. He delights in us declaring His word. The Bible is not just a collection of ancient texts. It is the living and the breathing word of God. It can transform lives, can bring hope, can guide, and it brings salvation above all to all who seek it. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." This verse reminds us that God has a divine purpose. It reminds us that the word of God has a divine purpose and is infused with divine power. He has the ability to bring about God's plans and the fulfillment of His promises. John 1:1, a very popular Bible verse, says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. You know, this verse speaks of the eternal nature of God's Word existing before time itself. It reveals that Jesus Christ, the living Word, is divine and intimately connected with the Father. So, through the life of Jesus Christ, the teachings of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice, Jesus revealed God's Word in its fullest form. Moreover, the Apostle Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans that so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. This verse underscores the transformative power of God's Word. As we get and meditate upon the scriptures, our faith is strengthened, and we experience a deepening relationship with God. But as we declare the word of God, our faith is being shared. Let us not forget the encouraging words found in Hebrews. It says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." As God's word penetrates hearts, it brings light and it brings clarity to people. It serves as a source of wisdom and discernment to people. So, as we, children of God, declare and share God's word, we are participating in His divine plan to bring salvation and reconciliation to all people. Let's take to heart what was said in 2 Timothy, that preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. Let us boldly proclaim that truth that we have received, the gift that has been given to us. As I said in the beginning of this episode, we have received a gift, a loving gift. We have the Holy Spirit to correct and guide us. So as believers, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can boldly proclaim that truth. We can boldly love and correct and guide other people. We can boldly and patiently teach other people the life transforming message of the gospel. Remember, God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This word reveals God's character, it reveals His promises, it reveals His will for our lives. And as we share His words, as we continually declare the truth of God, let us continually to shine as beacons of God's light in a world that desperately needs it. I pray that may the word of God dwell richly within you, may it guide yourself, may you renew your mind, and may it shape your character in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to this episode, and see you later. Bye! Thank you.